Merħba għal program Minajnejn Barranin fejn jiena Colin Fitz niltaqa' u niddiskuti pajjiżna ma' diversi persuni ta' nazzjonalitajiet differenti li għal xi raġuni u oħra għamlu lil Malta id-dar tagħhom. Merħba għal din l-edizzjoni ta' Minajnejn Barranin, jiena Colin Fitz u llum ħalli ntaqgħu ma' xi ħadd mill-Kolombja. Ħanaqleb bl-Ingliż. Hello, welcome, Maria. Now, I'm going to try and say this the way I'm reading it here, but you can correct me.
Yes.
Then I'll have learned how to say a proper Colombian name properly. So, Maria Paz Rodriguez Barrera.
Excellent.
So, you do say the Paz, the P-A?
Yes, we... most of people in Colombia and Latin America, we have two names.
Okay.
So, it's normal and it's common to be like... Maria Paz.
Okay, so Paz is your second name?
Yes.
Okay, and it's quite... I've seen other Colombian people with...
Because it's also a surname.
Okay,
so
all right.
So
it's quite common there.
Exactly.
Okay, and you don't say Paz like the Spanish
no,
or something?
No, just Paz.
Paz. Okay, yes. So Maria, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me today here.
A pleasure, a pleasure. First guest from Colombia I've had in the series. And it's really nice to have you. Where in Colombia are you from?
So this is the hard part because of the pronunciation for you. From Bucaramanga.
Bucaramanga.
Yes, Bucaramanga.
It sounds exotic to me, obviously. And is that a major city or
it's
not
if I am
town?
Not mistaken, is the five more important cities in Colombia. We are in the top five.
Okay.
Of course, it's not as known as Bogota and Medellin.
That's right.
Even Barranquilla or Cartagena, but it's one of the most important cities in Colombia.
Very good. Now, for the sake of our listeners who maybe don't know geography so well, they know where South America is.
Yes.
They probably kind of know where Brazil and Argentina are. They're sort of on the west coast along the Atlantic.
Yes.
And where in South America would Colombia be roughly?
At the top.
And your neighboring countries are?
Our neighbors are at the west, Venezuela. And from the south, we have Peru, we have Ecuador, and we have Brazil.
Ah, okay. But
and at the north, at the north, we have Panama.
And you were telling me before we started recording about the different types of weather in Colombia, which means it's, I mean, obviously compared to Malta, but it is a big country.
Yes. Have you ever seen the real size of this website when you can take a country?
No.
And you can move it across the...
Oh, the map.
Exactly.
To compare sizes.
So you can compare sizes. If you take Colombia, the real size is many countries here in Europe.
Okay, many countries put together.
Yes, it's many countries put together.
So much so that you have mountains, deserts, valleys.
We have forests, we have the Amazonas.
Part of the Amazon?
Yes,
okay.
We have
seaside.
Seaside, we have both. We have the Pacific and the Atlantic.
Oh.
So, yes.
Oh, that is big. Yes, yes, absolutely. So it stretches from one side to another.
Yes. Oh. So from one side to another, so from west to east.
Yeah.
If you take a car, not a bus, just your car, and you decided to go one side to another. It can take you up to 2 days.
2 days. And without stopping.
Without stopping, of course. And from north to south, maybe 5 days.
Wow. Well,
just
big.
Driving, yes.
And so Colombians from your city, are they like very different from Colombians, say, from Bogota or from the other side of the country?
I think many cities in Colombia, at least the capital ones, they are very similar. Of course, architectural, they are very similar. But of course, the weather impacts on the design of the architectural. So Bucaramanga is, it's not hot, but it's not cold.
Okay.
So in a hot day, you can get to 30, 31 degrees.
Uh-huh.
And in a cold day, you can get to 20, 19 if you are lucky.
How long have you been in Malta, Maria?
In Malta, a year and a half.
A year and a half?
A year and a half, yes.
Okay.
No, more than a year and a half. Almost a year and 8 or 10 months, kind of.
Okay, so almost 2 years.
Yes, almost 2 years.
And here you work with a software, a computer company.
Yes.
And you're a junior marketing officer.
Now I get promoted. Now I'm
congratulations.
The marketing coordinator.
Marketing coordinator. Yeah. Well done. I'm very happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's very good. Are you happy?
Yes, I'm very happy.
Maybe they're not listening. You can tell us all the nasty things.
No, I'm very happy. It's a nice company. My colleagues are very nice. Yes, it's good. It's good.
Yes. And for example, you're based in Hamroun, is it?
Or yes, Hamroun.
Hamroun. And where do you live in Malta?
Birkirkara.
Okay, so Birkirkara and Hamroun and Bucaramanga, compare them. How does it feel from moving from Bucaramanga to, you know, living in Birkirkara and working in Hamroun?
So it's quite funny for me because Malta have the size of Bucaramanga and the small cities around that we call area metropolitana.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like all the time comparing between small neighbors. Hamroun, I am always comparing like working literally at the center of the city where business are, where people is working. So, and living in Birkirkara, it's like, okay, now I'm going home literally, mm-hmm. because it's a special place, so it's quiet.
It's a suburb. So, exactly. Yes, okay.
So it's all the time like that.
So you compare these parts of Malta to parts of your home city.
Exactly.
The different areas.
Yes.
Okay. But for example, I don't know, architecture, the type of stone, the type of driving, you know.
Type of driving, it's driving me crazy. I mean, I don't drive in here. Because even in Colombia, Bogotá, and Bucaramanga, they have a very, very hard traffic.
Mm.
I still find traffic in Malta hard.
Harder. Okay.
So it's like, okay, you Malta are very rude.
Really?
And yes, for me it's like, and of course we drive on the other side,
yes.
So it's like kind of, okay, I am still, sometimes I when I am going to cross a street, it's like I need to watch to both of the sides,
yes.
Just in case.
Yes.
But in architectural, there's a lot of difference because Bucaramanga is more metropolis, buildings.
Higher buildings.
Yes, higher mm-hmm. buildings. Like, it's not that European architecture,
mm-hmm.
so the traditional one. No, we are okay. more.
So do you have the sloping roofs, like for snow in the winter?
No,
flat roofs, like in
flat. Yes, mm-hmm. yes. But it's more. Yes, it's more metropolis, more modern,
more concrete.
The
multi-stone is
no.
that sort of
no,
limestone
concrete.
Is not used there.
No, yes.
Okay, you hear stories about Colombia. We'll get into that later on, and it'll be good to speak to a Colombian directly, because Colombia is sometimes in the news because of violence, drugs,
yes.
obviously. No disrespect, but I'm going to ask you about that sort of thing as well, and you can set the picture straight. And every country is sometimes in the news, including Malta, so this is not some sort of disrespect here. But you're saying that in Colombia the traffic is policed better?
Not better, mm-hmm. but it's not that bad as in here.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, something that I found good in here is that it's fluid, so you don't stop.
Okay.
Because in there we have many, many traffic lights.
Bigger traffic jams? Oh, traffic
yeah.
lights. Okay,
yeah, so
more traffic lights.
Almost every corner you have a traffic light, so you are constantly stopping.
Okay.
But in here you can just drive. That's all.
Okay. So you've been here 2 years. I'd like to ask you about you coming to Malta. So first of all, did you know about Malta at all? Had you ever heard of it before the thought of coming here occurred to you or came to you or was suggested to you?
The one thing I remember about Malta is my geographic class
mm-hmm.
at high school.
Yeah.
When we had to learn the capital cities of every country in the world, I remember Valletta.
You remember Valletta?
Yes.
Okay.
And of course, so Malta, the Mediterranean, but nothing else than that.
Okay.
So that's all that I remember before I start thinking I'm coming here to Malta.
Tell us about your life in Colombia. For example, you're very excited to be here because you told me you were involved in radio.
Yes.
Back in Colombia. So tell me a little bit about your childhood, your family, and your school and your first jobs, etc.
So yes, it's like I am feeling like a kid in Christmas day. Because I used to work in a radio station back in Colombia. I spent like 8 years of my life being working there.
Wow.
I also started working or being involved with radio and multimedia and everything because my aunt ex-husband, he was a radio host.
Oh, wow.
Then he turned into a main producer, video producer.
Uh-huh.
And when he needed a kid boys. So
he would come knocking.
Exactly. We lived in the same house. So okay. If he needed, like, oh, I need a girl, boys.
Mm-hmm. Is it common in Colombia for families, different generations, to live together?
Yes. It's not the main scene, mm-hmm. but yes, it's common. So you can live with your grandparents and your mm-hmm. parents.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if you have a big house, it's like
mm-hmm.
You can live with some other family.
Is housing expensive and renting and
not that much? I mean, yes, it is, but it's more like the way we live. So let's put this in: if your grandparents have a big house, and then you have to move to that city back, or I don't know, they are old and someone have to take care of them or something like that. It's normal to be living with your
with
parent
them.
With
mm-hmm.
them, yeah. So it's
mm-hmm.
it's okay.
Okay.
So have you seen Encanto, the movie?
I haven't, I'm afraid. Should I watch that?
Yes, Encanto is it's from Disney.
Disney film Encanto.
Yes,
okay.
Encanto.
Is it an animated film?
Yes, an animated film.
Okay.
So it's a nice radiography of what is Colombia.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
That's very good. I'll check it out. So it could be. I ask all my guests to tell me a couple of songs, some movies, books, and the food of their country, so that those people who have no idea about, for example, Colombia, could have a taste of your country. And we've already got one movie then. That's your suggestion. Yes. Encanto.
Encanto, yes.
Encanto. Should be easy to find on a streaming service.
Yes, yes, yes.
Disney Plus.
Yes, it's okay. Easy.
What usually Disney films often involve like the story of an animal or something. Does it involve like the story of an animal that speaks?
I think
No.
This
is people.
No, it's people. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, Encanto. Does it also have memorable songs? Because Disney movies usually
yes. we don't talk about Bruno.
Okay.
So that is one of the songs.
It's familiar. I've heard that before.
Yes.
We don't talk about Bruno. I see.
We don't
that
talk
sounds
about
familiar.
Bruno. Yes.
Okay. Listen, then, while we're stopped here, let's hear the first Colombian song or piece of Colombian music
yes.
that you would like to suggest as an introduction to your country. Well, what's the name?
I think, at least for me,
mm-hmm.
If you ask me for Colombia, it's like La Tierra del Olvido.
Okay.
From Carlos Vives.
Okay, you're going to have to write that down for
yes,
me.
Yes, of course.
So we mustn't forget. So that'll be the first piece of music. And what does this song represent to you?
Colombia.
It represents Colombia?
Yes, for me.
Is it very popular there, though?
Yes, yeah. It's not... it's quite old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not quite old, but yes, it have many, many years now mm-hmm. From the time it was released. But it's like the sense of Colombia.
Let's give it a listen and let's get the feel of Colombia.
Como la luna que alumbra por la noche los caminos, como las hojas al viento, como el sol espanta el frío, como la tierra la lluvia, como el mar espera el río, así espero tu regreso a la tierra del olvido. ¡Ay!
We're Back. That was a very sweet piece of music there. Of course, when people think about music in Colombia, we think Shakira.
Of course.
What do Colombian people think of Shakira's success?
I think this is a common agreement. We love Shakira.
You love her?
Yes. She's, I mean...
You're very proud that she has achieved so much success and maybe brought attention to your country.
I mean, of course, there are many people that are like... all the time saying that her accent, that she lost her accent. But once you are out of the country, you understand that it's not that you want to lose your accent. It's mm-hmm. something that you start, like, just doing.
It just happens, yes.
Yes. But it's good, all the job and all the work that she do.
Okay.
Taking the name of Colombia and representing us. So it's like the... also beautiful in the nice face we have all out here,
okay,
out from our country. So yes,
does she often come back to Colombia to give concerts or maybe help in some?
Sometimes she has a foundation in Barranquilla. She is from Barranquilla. She have a foundation where she help kids. So yeah, sometimes she goes there,
raises money,
exactly.
And does some public relations. Because Shakira is half Colombian, and was it half Lebanese? Or
her parents are from Lebanon, I think.
Yes. So one of the parents, anyway.
I think it's her father.
Other famous Colombians, I mean, okay, was it Pablo Escobar was unfortunately...
Unfortunately, yes. That's the pain, the painful...
Yes, memory, right. Yes.
Yes, but we have sports. So we have James Rodriguez, we have Luis Diaz, Esteban Chavez, cycling, and also Rigoberto Urán, Nairo Quintana, Juan Pablo Montoya.
Colombia has often made it, for example, in football, to the World Cup, to the final of the World Cup, and
not to the final, but
the finals. I mean, like participating in Italy in, was it 1990 or 94 in America?
94. There was a big team at that time. 94, and then back in 2014, Brazil. And then Russia, 2018, it was not that good. Then we didn't make it to Qatar. But right now we are back in the game. So yes.
Yeah. So after the big three in South America in soccer and football, Argentina, Brazil, and Uruguay, Colombia is quite high up. They
at least in the top five.
In the top five of the best football teams in America. Like the smaller teams are afraid to play against Colombia.
Not afraid, but I mean it's like yes.
Big challenge.
Yes, challenge.
Okay. So we've spoken about famous people in Colombia. We spoke about Shakira, and we heard the piece of music. The artist that we heard there, is he still alive? You said it's a bit of an old song.
Carlos Vives, yes, he's still alive. He's still doing music. He's still doing concerts. Yes, it's from Carlos Vives, yes. We have Shakira, of course, Juanes. That it's also a big music.
Juanes, I've heard of Juanes. Yes. Is there, I would assume reggaeton music is very popular in Colombia.
Reggaeton is very popular in Colombia.
That's sort of Spanish.
Carol G.
That's a name I've heard.
Yes.
There was a Becky G as well, but I don't know.
I think Becky G is not from Colombia.
I am not
very fan of reggaeton.
Okay.
But
neither am I, by the way. But anyway.
Don't tell anyone.
Yes.
But yeah, so we have Karol G, we have J Balvin.
He's famous.
Yes.
Didn't he have the Despacito song? And
no, that's Luis Fonsi.
That's Luis Fonsi.
With Daddy Yankee.
But J Balvin is very famous.
Yes, he's very famous.
His name, his music sometimes makes the American charts and even the European charts. I've seen that name very often, collaborating with other artists, including Shakira sometimes.
Also Maluma. I'm trying to think. It's like, oh my God, my Colombian test is not going very well with reggaeton.
So what is your favorite music?
Let's say pop and rock.
Pop and rock. Rock a big phenomenon in Colombia? You have heavy metal bands, rock
bands?
We have
heavy metal bands. But, I mean, they are not the trend now is reggaeton.
Yes, yes, but that's
so
in
everyone,
every country,
everyone is
on the radio.
Be,
you would
exactly,
hear them.
Exactly, everyone
yes.
is trying to be a reggaeton artist. Even artists are trying to collaborate and get like the beat.
Mm.
But right now, I don't know how is the scene in there.
In Colombia, the chart, would it be mostly songs sung in Spanish, or do European and American artists are they famous there too? I don't know, Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, you know, the kind of artists that would perform at Isle of MTV.
It's a mix. It's a mix. Of mm-hmm. course, most of the songs are reggaeton in Spanish,
mm-hmm.
but you also find the American charts and the European charts, Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran. Mm. Yes.
Do you learn English at school?
Yes. My basic English is I learned at school.
At school. And then you practiced since you've come here? Or
I practiced, and then I decided that I wanted to improve it because it's not the same when you learn a language.
Mm.
When you don't speak it.
Of course, daily. Conversation is very important, yes.
And you think that you are the best, that you have the level, and then you go out and move, and it's like, okay, I'm not understanding any word. So I can communicate, but I am not understanding.
Yes.
So, yes.
If I had to go, I don't know Spanish, right? Although I know Italian, so there's a slight similarity, very slight. But if I had to try and travel around Colombia with just English, would I be able to ask for help around and would I be able to communicate?
Yes, I mean, we in Colombia, we love people trying to speak Spanish.
Ah.
So if you just
try and make the effort.
Exactly. It's like, oh, you know how to say hello, we love you. But yes, you can find help. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not that if you start speaking, they will understand everything. Of mm-hmm. course, we have people that can understand you completely. But yes.
Overall, you'll be able to get by.
Yes, at least.
With English.
Exactly.
Okay.
Basic English, where to go, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Most probably, they will reply you back. They will answer in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
With
directions.
With their hands. So you go down, then there and then there.
Yeah, make a little dance.
And if you find something like this, there it is.
So you were telling me about your childhood. Someone in your family were involved in radio. He started involving you in radio. And then let's talk about the radio. Mm-hmm. And you said you spent 8 years working at, was it University Radio?
Yes, at University Radio.
Just like this one, Campus 103.7.
Yes.
So which university was this?
UNAB, Universidad Autónoma de Bucaramanga. In English, it would be like at Autonomous University of Bucaramanga.
Okay. What did you study there?
No, I didn't study there. I just worked there.
You
but
worked
I study.
Okay.
I have 2 degrees. So my first degree is radio and TV producer.
Oh, wow.
And my other degree is social communicator.
Okay.
So they are both related.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Why I ended up working there.
Oh, working on the radio station.
Yes.
What were your duties? Well, tell us some adventures from your life in radio. Did you produce some amazing program that got awards? Did you interview some famous people?
I was the person that the students didn't want to see.
Really?
Because I was checking the content. So, okay, you need to change this.
Oh.
Trying to fit the standards and the quality.
Quality
so,
control,
okay,
yeah.
This content, you have to fix it.
Okay.
This sound, you have to fix it.
And you were quite young. I mean, you're still quite young. I think how old can you be?
33.
Exactly. So you had this responsible job in your 20s.
Yes.
And wow, so
and I'm still very strict.
Uh-huh,
I am very
uh-huh.
strict. So okay, this audio it doesn't work. So fix it, change it. But no, you cannot use it. No, you have to do this because of course the idea was to teach them how to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And of course do some products of with quality.
So you would lecture to the university students as well?
No. I just the person in charge of
in the radio
in
stage.
The radio yeah. that everything was yes. working. So I was doing the content, the schedule, like being yes. the DJ, selecting the music, selecting the programs, creating the
mm-hmm.
the the shows, the mm-hmm. timelines.
What sort of programs would you broadcast on that radio station?
As a university, you will find everything. Mm-hmm. But our focus was on cultural events.
Ah, like so, us.
Exactly.
Yes,
so
very much.
Our main focus when I was there was that. But of course, you will find sports because football is a trend. So every boy or man that went to study social communication, I want to talk about football.
Okay, so the sports commentator.
Exactly.
Do you have whole stations dedicated to sports programs?
In Colombia, yes.
In Colombia?
Yes,
I mean,
yes, yes.
The bigger countries seem to have these kind of stations. Malta's too small to have it. It has a television station that is constantly showing sport, but to have a radio station talking about sport all the time,
the
market is too small.
We have dedicated radios on sports.
With phone-ins and people saying, oh, my team, we should have won this cup, the referee is
Of course, now everything is streamed, so with stream cameras and going online,
so it's
TikTok,
podcasts
Facebook,
more than,
exactly.
Yeah. What about other radio stations in Colombia, for example, the most popular stations? Would they be music stations or do people like talk stations in Colombia?
I think the most popular are two. So music stations, of course,
mm-hmm.
and news stations.
News stations.
Yes. So okay. We have several news stations
mm-hmm.
In different cities. Of course, some of them are big, some of them are mm-hmm. not too big. But yes, at least every city and even small towns, they have their own radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like people getting news or just
talking, discussing.
Yes.
Yeah. Your school years and your schooling and your childhood, can you compare it maybe to a little bit to the childhood in Malta and schooling in Malta? Are there any parallels between the two?
The comparison that I can make is the security. I mean, you can see kids in the streets without any problem, small kids taking the bus alone.
Here?
Yes, mm-hmm. in Malta.
Mm-hmm.
But in Colombia, it's not usual. So if you are going somewhere and you're a kid, one of your parents is with you or responsible adult with you because it's like that.
In fact, let's go into that. Let's deal with this point, the bad news that comes out of Colombia and sometimes makes the international news as well. Yes, as a Colombian citizen, how do you feel about these problems in your country? Could you give us a bit of a clear picture of the situation?
The situation right now, I think, is much better than it was 20, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Still, it's a problem. It's still a problem because, of course, we have a drugs problems with production.
Mm-hmm.
It's an issue that it's following us for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
It costs lives. It costs, it's more than economic cost.
Mm.
It's cultural because people, the rivers taking the places to produce and making the owners or the people living in there move out.
To move out from the area.
Exactly. So it's people that mm-hmm. Turn out to be homeless because mm-hmm. they don't have anything because they were forced mm-hmm. to move. It's hard.
It's hard, yes.
But I think over the years, things have been changing. Of course, we have a lot of things to do to improve that, to fix it. Because, mm-hmm. but I think it's something that it will be in progress. It's not something to do from
now
to
day. It will take time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you ever experienced a situation where you've seen violence happen or have you had to avoid an area because of something happening?
We have. Not me. I have to be honest. I was very lucky.
Good.
I grew up in a city. Of mm-hmm. course, security is things that you don't go out with your mobile phone because you can be robbed mm-hmm. or even you can be killed. Because some people want to get your mobile, but I was very lucky. I grew up in a safety environment. Let's say that like that. But of course, if you we were talking about moving from one side to the other of the
mm-hmm.
country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to do it? you have to avoid this part. You have to be careful in that part because it's of course of the size of the country. It's like there are parts taken from rebels. And I grew up listening that some persons, some people are traveling. Hopefully they get safe. They don't find any problem on the road.
But there is hope. I mean, your politicians, your leaders, your security forces are starting to get better.
Yes, I mean, the late, let's say, 15 years, it's been easier to start traveling by car again. Like, okay, you are safe, or at least you don't feel that unsafe. So you can do an entire trip without thinking, okay, something can happen to me. But yes.
Do Colombians in general feel that the problems in your country are also caused by other countries around you, or foreign countries maybe interfering in your country, or are the problems in your country your own problems?
I think I'm talking generally, but of course it's my point of view. We are very aware that it's our problem. Of course, we know that if some other countries didn't interfere that much on internal things, things can be different, but I don't really think so. But I think it's an inside problem. It's a Colombian problem. Of course, the international scene reflects in every other country. It's not something that only happens in Colombia.
Yes, to an extent.
But yes, I think it's
one extent or another.
It's an internal problem that we've been dealing with it many years, and we're still trying to get to understand how to be better. That's why.
Right. So you decided that you wanted to leave Colombia and you were thinking of different countries, or was it always the fact that you were going to come to Malta?
No, it was a different. It was not my first option.
Okay.
I got to a point then where I was like feeling stuck in my life, and I decided to study abroad. So I apply, I get the approval of the university, the college, and then I applied to the visa, and the visa was rejected. It was by the time...
Which country was...
Canada. You?
From Canada, okay.
Yes, it was by the time I applied, by the time Russia invaded Ukraine.
Pardon?
Russia invaded Ukraine. It was by that time.
Yes.
Literally, I applied one day, and the next day, the big news all over the world was Putin invaded Ukraine.
Yes.
And I was like...
Oh, dear. There's unrest in the world.
Yes, I was like, okay, this is not going to happen. I knew it. I mean, you knew.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
You felt it.
And, of course, my visa was rejected. But I still wanted to move. Because it's literally that feeling. I need to move. And then
not particularly because of you felt, for example, unsafe in Colombia. It was
a personal
feeling.
Exactly. I need to move. I was feeling stuck. Like
new adventure.
Exactly.
You want to learn new things.
New things. I want to do something different. I wanted to travel, to see the world. So then Malta showed up as an option, and I was like...
How did Malta show up as an option?
Because it was getting popular.
Really?
And a friend was already living in here, so you start like...
Okay.
I don't know.
So when you look online for options to travel...
To study English. Malta is one of the options. Okay. So then it's like everything starts popping up. And I was like, okay, let's give it a chance.
Okay.
But it was never in my list. It was like...
Not originally.
Exactly.
Yeah. But then it got in your list and you heard from your friend.
I started to do the research, of course.
Research, what were your feelings when you were doing the research?
Of course, you need to check the economy, the visa, the requirements, what you need to do to get the visa. We Colombians, we can come to Europe 3 months without any visa, so that was a first step. That was like, okay, it's simple, not easy. It's simple because I can get to come to Europe and no visa required.
Let me just interrupt you for a second. Does Malta have any representation in Colombia?
No, and we in Colombia doesn't have any representation in Malta.
Okay.
Because it's too small. So it's if you need, for example, if I need something from Colombia, I need to go to one of the big embassies.
Like Rome,
exactly.
For example.
The closest one is Rome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's how it just starts showing up.
Okay.
So, and I started like checking, doing my research, trying to apply, and everything was so easy that between all the options I had, then I finally came here.
Yeah. So you came here originally to learn English,
mm-hmm.
and but with the hope that maybe you could find a job here and stay.
Yes, it was okay. I came here, then started like, okay, I'm liking this.
Okay.
Okay, it's nice.
Let's look
around. Okay, let's try.
So,
and let's try, and I'm here.
Let's hear the second piece of music that you would like us to play to inform us about your country, about Colombia.
One from Shakira, maybe.
Okay. One of the famous ones, or one of the.
Let's say Pies Descalzos.
Okay, so we'll play Shakira. We'll play. I won't try and say that one, but you write it down for me.
Yes, of course.
And let's find it together and play it for our listeners.
Perteneciste a una raza antigua de pies descalzos y de sueños blancos. Fuiste polvo, polvo, eres piensa y el hierro siempre al calor es blando.
It's Shakira singing in Spanish.
Yes.
And was it a big hit in Colombia, this
yes.
song?
Yes, it's one of the songs when she started. Mm-hmm. So it's one, I think it's the her is from her first or second album.
How was she very famous in Colombia for many years before she became internationally famous, or was it the other way around?
No. It was famous before in Colombia.
She was famous in Colombia.
Yes.
Eventually, she became.
I think she became to be on the. She started to be on the radar.
Mm-hmm.
1995, I think.
Okay, because
and then
it was around 99.
All right, 99 already. 2000s, when
she became probably in America
to the international scene. Yeah.
Yes. So she had already some history in Colombia. Nice song, very good. So your first impressions when you arrived in Malta? Take yourself back. The plane lands. First of all, you fly from Colombia to.
I did Colombia, Miami. I stayed 1 week in Miami.
Nice.
And then I stayed in Madrid, and then I moved to Malta.
Okay, so Madrid and then Malta. By the way, where do Colombians take their holidays? Do you stay in Colombia and go to a different part, or do you go to countries around South America?
It depends on what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go abroad.
Yeah.
Or you can just travel inside Colombia.
And do people go to the Caribbean or Miami?
Yes.
Or?
I mean, there are sometimes like, oh, I want to go to the Amazonas.
Mm.
Oh, let's go to the Amazonas. Or no,
so
I want
many
to go
options.
To the Pacific. Okay, let's go to the Pacific.
Because you can
explore
strange places. You can go up mountains. You can go to
exactly.
deserts.
But it's of course,
so many
you
options.
Have,
in
people
South America.
That, okay, now let's go to Miami, let's go to Europe.
Mm-hmm. So the plane lands in Malta and the door opens and you walk out onto those steps and your first impression of Malta?
Very Baroque, very antique.
Okay.
I mean, not in a bad way, it was like, uh-huh. okay, very so, very European.
European, historic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was like, okay. Good or not that good, I don't know. It was like a mix of feeling. Of course, you are tired when you
arrive.
Yes. Coming here to Malta is not that easy because, of course, any flight is like at least 2 hours.
Yes.
Unless it's from Catania. But from the main cities, it's like 2 hours at least, 2 hours mm-hmm. and a half. So I was like, okay, it's very Mediterranean, very, very old. All dinner and architectural, so a lot of stone, but it was like, okay, I like it.
Mm.
Kind of like it.
And your first night here? Like the first 2 days?
My first night, I didn't remember. I just fell asleep. I was so tired that I was like, okay, let's eat. But in general terms, unless you are in St. Julian's, the center of the parties,
yeah,
it's very quiet. It's very good.
Did you go straight? Were you straight in
No, I when first I arrived, I was in Emcida.
Okay.
So
okay.
Near Kulesh.
Near Junior College.
In Junior College, yes.
Okay. Sometimes it's noisy there. Sometimes it's quite very quiet, like
yes,
on the weekends.
Exactly. So, but it was good. I mean, it was easy.
Yeah.
I think from the first time, I was like, I'm feeling okay.
So, and you started going to learn English in one of the language schools?
Yes, I went to the London School of Commerce.
And you made friends?
Yes, of course. So, but it's when you travel abroad to learn some language,
mm-hmm.
you get to start doing friends and then lose them. Because if, I don't know, if they are just coming here for 1 month, three months... Then they go back.
You
so
start
it's
to lose touch.
Exactly. Not. Yes, you start to lose touch.
I mean,
and at the end, you just keep one of, or two or
okay.
three
okay.
with you have in contact. But yes, you. I made friends from Korea, from Colombia. I started with one girl from Ukraine.
But at least you weren't feeling alone. I mean, you started to make friends
yes.
and started to settle down. And at which point did you start to try and get yourself a job here?
I think when I got my student visa,
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, maybe I can try. When you have a student visa, you can work part-time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, let's find a part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was okay, why not... try to apply for a full-time job after my visa student expired.
Yeah. And now you work at a company called Foresight?
Yes.
How difficult was it to get that job? You are a marketing. You've just had your
marketing coordinator. Yes,
marketing coordinator. You've just been promoted. So
the story with Foresight is like, okay, I had my LinkedIn profile.
Yes, yes.
I got my open to work label,
mm-hmm.
and I received a message from Maurizio, that is the CEO.
Yeah,
he was like, "Hi, I have this position open."
He contacted you.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Are you interested?
Uh-huh.
Then I was like, yes, I'm interested. Okay, send me your CV to this email. Okay, thank you. I will send it to you. I send my CV, then he contacted me back. Okay, we want to do an interview with you. Okay, we set the interview, the first interview. We did the interview. Okay, good. Send me, it was with a test.
Mm-hmm.
So please do these tasks. Check this. We want to see what you can do. Okay, I sent it. Then he replied back. Okay, we want to have another interview with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but this time, because the first interview was online.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, please come to our office.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, second interview, yay. And they do the offer.
Oh, fantastic.
So it was like, that's why I'm telling you, it's like everything in here, it's like moving so soft.
Okay.
That is like, okay, I'm feeling it. But
is this good or
yes,
bad in your
good.
Opinion?
It's good, because it's like you don't have to force
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Okay.
You don't have to push, because it's something that I was doing in Colombia, to push to get to somewhere, to push to get a promotion, to push and push and push. And here everything is so soft.
You're more relaxed here and you're
not
okay,
relaxed, but I'm feeling that I am moving.
Okay.
This is not like very hard times, because I was having very hard times in Colombia. So,
okay.
Like, okay.
So Malta has been good to you?
Yes.
This is good. What do your friends and your family back in Colombia, what's their idea, what's their thought about you being here so far away on the other side of the world?
It was okay, if you want to do it, do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like all the time like that. And my friends, they are like, because in my family, they never know what I am doing. Because they're like, what do you do? I do this. Okay, whatever. And my friends is like, oh, we want to go there. Okay, come. We want to visit. Okay, come.
So they do visit.
No, they haven't.
They haven't.
Because I upload stories about the, for example, summer. Of course, there are a lot of activities.
Yes.
So the MTV Isle of Malta, the summer days, the many shows and the many concerts,
yes.
and the many activities. Like, you are all the time in parties. No, I am not. I do work. If you're not in parties, you are traveling. No, I do work. It's like that feeling of, okay, you are doing too much things. No, I'm just having a normal life in here, you know? It's not like that.
So, of course, when you communicate by Zoom or Skype with your mm-hmm. family and your friends, you have to find the right time, because it's massive time difference. You have to probably be up at night. Right.
Right now, during summertime, it's 7 hours difference.
7 hours.
So
seven hours ahead.
Back.
Backward.
They are back.
Back.
So
if it's midnight here in Malta, it would be 4 p.m. or 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
5 p.m. back
in Colombia
of the day before.
Exactly.
Yes.
So with my best friend, when I text her, I text her. Hello, good morning, at my 1 p.m.
Okay.
So the reply back is, hi, okay. Good afternoon.
Let's conclude very quickly. Maria Paz Rodriguez Barrera from Colombia in Malta. Maybe a book or a piece of literature or a poem or something that people can learn about Colombia or be introduced to Colombia.
I think the book I would recommend, I haven't read it because the writer... It's not my type of literature, but it's Cien Años de Soledad from Gabriel García Márquez.
Gabriel, is he from Colombia?
Yes, he's from Colombia.
So. Very famous.
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
I didn't
know that. How silly of me. Because he's a very famous author.
Yes,
of course,
so
I knew of
him. Cien Años de Soledad.
Okay, and the book is called?
Cien Años de Soledad.
Okay, which translates to?
100 Years of Solitude.
Oh, okay, yes. That's a very famous book. Yes, I've heard that recommended before. And that will give a good overview of Colombia, life in Colombia.
I think it's the magic realism, as we mm-hmm. call it there.
Okay.
But it's a picture of what it was, Colombia, back in time. Very of course, not into the fantasy and the world of literature, but yes.
Any movies and or TV shows that would show nice things about Colombia, not the ones about, you know...
It's not the nicest thing, but it's one, of course, it's famous, Betty La Fea.
Betty?
La Fea. It was a big show. In fact, it was produced in different countries, many different countries.
Mm-hmm.
It's
okay. Is it a what type of show?
It's comedy.
It's a comedy.
Yes,
show.
It's comedy.
Is it Ugly Betty?
Exactly, Ugly Betty.
So, but there's a Colombian version.
The original Ugly Betty is Colombian.
It's Colombian. Yes. Okay, so I understand.
The original Ugly Betty is Colombian.
Fantastic. And to conclude, food.
Many. I mean, like
Colombian.
This
food?
Could be another entire show.
Really?
Yes. Tamal, arepa, mute.
What's the most common ingredient that you think that, like, for example, in Malta we use a lot of pasta and bread.
Different.
Really?
Yes. I mean, if we are talking about tamales, we are talking about beef, pork, chicken, or cow beef. If we talk about bandeja paisa, we talk about beans, rice, beef.
Nice mix.
Exactly.
Have you tried any Maltese food here in these 2 years you've been here?
I think so.
Pastizzi, hobs bisquei, this sort of stuff.
Of course, the pastizzi.
Twisty skinny.
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
I don't like the kini.
You don't like
no,
kini?
No,
okay.
I don't like it. Sorry, but
no problem.
Pastizzi, of course, I love pastizzi. Of course.
Okay.
But
yeah. And have you ever felt the need to learn Maltese while you're here?
Yeah. I am a language person. I love learning language.
Yes.
I found very difficult to learn Maltese. Mm-hmm. I know some words, of course, polite ones. Grazie, bonjour, giornata taiba.
Yeah.
Taiba, taieb, mela.
Mela.
Iva, le. I mean, short words. I know some rude words that, of course, I'm not saying because of the pronunciation on the show. But yes, it's like, okay. And of course, you have in Maltese some words that sound very similar to Spanish.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's like,
we do have Spanish heritage here as well, from the time of the Knights of St. John in particular, and before that. So, fantastic. I'm glad that Malta has been good to you. And that you're very happy here.
Yes, I am.
And long may you continue your life here. And I hope you go on to even better and bigger things. So it's been a real pleasure talking to you, Maria Paz Rodriguez Barrera, here on this program, here on Campus 103.7. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me. It was a very nice time being here.
And to our listeners, I remind them that this program is uploaded to our website, Campus 103.7, where you can listen to all the different programs in the series.